How many's glad he never gave up on you? Praise God. It's good to be here this morning. I want to thank all the folks that came out to get us back to where we can worship this morning. If you'd have seen it yesterday morning, you thought we'd have not got here today. But thank God for them and the work that was done. And we're just about there. The carpet's close to being dry. And a lot going on today with all the rain. I want you to pray especially for Kim and Al Eastman. They got a real major water problem this morning. And two of my staff, Brother Jared and Brother Tyler, are over. I don't think they made it back, but they're over there helping that family of our church. And there's others messed up with the water this morning. But aren't you glad, despite all the opposition and all the trouble, God's on the throne. And God is able. I got something on my heart, and it will probably spill over to tonight. I doubt that I can get all this done this morning, so I probably won't try. So if you got your Bibles, turn to Psalm. By the way, wave them at me. I like to see Bibles. And if it ain't the King James, just keep it in your seat, okay? But this is God's Word. It's inspired, infallible, it's preserved. I'm not going to change. I've been preaching this thing for 47 years. I'm staying with it. Thank God for it. It brought revival to this country. Amen. Psalm chapter 5. Won't you stand, if you would? And let me read this passage of Scripture and then pray. And I may deal with this passage of Scripture all day long because it's going to take me a while. I have a particular thought on my heart that's burning on my heart. The Bible said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And I like this. I'll save this. I'll preach on this some other time. And will I look up? For thou art not a God that had pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, come on now, as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. This is the thought I want to give you today, and I'll read the rest of the passage. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. That's on my heart. Let me read it again. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them shout for joy. Because thou defended them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, whoo, glory, will bless the righteous with favor, and will thou compass him with a shield. Oh, Lord, our Lord, thank you for the reading of the Word of God. Father, help me preach like I've never preached before. I sense it in me this morning. I sense a thought, Lord, that I want to get out to my people this morning and probably tonight. And God, help us. Help us, Lord, to communicate this thought. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. It hadn't been too long ago. I was down in North Carolina preaching in a camp meeting. And after preaching a little while, and I took the afternoon off and went down to the mall. And did one of my favorite rituals. I went to Chick-fil-A. And got me one. I didn't get a grilled one either, Brother Jeremy. I got me a one of them big old fried, somebody help me preach, fried chicken sandwiches with a double two, not one, waffle fries. Then I got a little hypocritical and got me a Diet Mountain Dew Frosty. And I sat there eating, you know, I was enjoying myself. I preached hard. And sitting over there, I noticed, Brother Bill, a guy looking at me. And then I look at him, he kind of looked down. Then I noticed him looking at me. And all of a sudden, I just prayed, and this guy heard my voice. And he walked over to my table. And he said, "Are you John Smith, Big John Smith, from Taze Valley, West Virginia? And you pastor that great church in Hurricane, West Virginia?" And I said, "That's me." He said, "I want you to know," he's about 40 years old. He said, "I want you to know you inspire a bunch of young preachers." He said, "I want you to know something. You're being watched by preachers all over the country. Somebody help me preach. In this particular passage of Scripture, David is being watched also. But he is not being watched by someone that admires him. He's not being watched by some friend. He is being watched by the enemy. He was surrounded with adversity. Hey, by the way, if you're saved and you love God and you're trying to do right, guess what? You're going to have enemies. You're going to have adversity. You're going to have some people that just actually don't like you. Somebody help me preach. They were against him. Everywhere he turned, there was a hater. I tell you what they were looking for. I tell you what they wanted to see. They wanted to see him fall, they wanted to see him fail, and they wanted to see him falter. Hey, by the way, there's a lot of haters out there in this world. There's a lot of haters in Christian that love to see Taze Valley Baptist Church fall. They love to see us fail and love to see us falter. That's why today, if ever we need to get on our knees and cry out to God and say to him, "Make thy way straight before thy face, before my face. Make thy way straight. Not my way." I'll tell you what's going on in our churches today. We got too many people that's making decisions their way. They're making decisions from the flesh. Come on now. Somebody help me preach. But here's what we need to do. We need to make decisions not on where we want to go, but where God wants us to go. He said, look at verse number 8. And I'll be preaching on this all day. "Make thy way straight before my face." The word "straight" there means plain. And then he said, "before my face." He said, "What I want you to do, God, I want you to drop your will in the front of my face, and I want to see your way. I want to see your desire. I want to see your favor, and I want to follow it." Amen. I want you to hear me. Hear me, preacher. Hear me, single adult. Hear me, church member. Hear me, tither. Whether you're serving God or not, listen to me. You're going to have enemies. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Y'all hear me out. I see a lot of people of God compromising. Somebody help me preach. And I want you to know what David is saying. Before I tap out, before I give in to the enemy, before I lay down and stop serving God, he said, God, I'll tell you what I want. I want you to make your way straight before me. I want you to reveal to me how I ought to live and where I ought to go and what I ought to do. And Lord, I want your will. And I want you to know something. The will of God is not grievous this morning. The will of God's the most wonderful thing you can find. Somebody help me preach. And I tell you what, I feel a little preaching me today. I tell you what we need in our land. We need in our homes. God knows we need in our country. And we need in our church. We need leadership. Come on, help me preach. You may be right now, listen to me. You may be under adversity right now. And I want you to know, don't you make the wrong decision. Come on now. You not only will let those down that's looking up to you, but you're going to appease those that are looking down to you. Somebody help me preach. Hey, we need to make the right decision. We can't let the world guide our decision. We can't let the flesh guide our decision. We need to let everyone in Tate Valley Baptist Church, you listen to me while way of last week. We need God to make his way straight. Amen. Amen. Too many people, God, making decisions out of the will of God. Right in the midst of the battle, their backs against the wall. Then since the pandemic, I've seen 9 marriages, not just in here, but outside of here, either go down the tubes or almost down the tubes. And you say, why in the world's that happening to our homes? I tell you why. Because, see, we want to go our way. We want to make our decision. But we need to let God make his way straight and plain before our face. Am I preaching? And I tell you what, I'm going to run a rabbit here. There's a lot of people that says they're Christians, done lost their mind. This week I'm gonna take a pause from Facebook because I've got so carnal watching it, and I don't look at it very often. But just take a look at some of my church members, some of the stuff they do. God Almighty, help us. Somebody say amen. Listen to me. I can't relate to people that all they want to do is party and act like little devils and get the world's view on things. Listen to me. We need God's view on things. We need God's to make it straight for us this morning. We need God's will in our life. We need it plain this morning. Amen. You hear me? You might not have 6 months to decide. You may just have 6 minutes to decide. And you need God to make it clear to you. You need God to reveal to you the truth. You need his way drop down into your face. Somebody help me preach. I'm going to make a statement. Can I slow down a minute? Just want to ask you a question. Can you spot the will of God if it comes in front of you? Somebody help me preach. Can you spot the will of God when it comes in front of you? See, I'm real disturbed today. There's a whole lot of folk clear out of the will of God, ready to wreck their lives, ready to run their life in a ditch that they may not get out of. Somebody help me preach. And we need to cry out to God this morning. Listen to me. We need to cry out to God this morning and say, make my way straight. All right. Whew. I know some of you are thinking, is he ever going to get to the points? Yes, right now. Number one, I want you to notice in verse number one, a desperate plea on what he needed. a desperate plea. He said, give ear to my words. A conversant solicitation. God, I want you to listen to me. God, I want your intent attendance. I want you to know sometimes you want to get the preacher to make a decision for you, or one of your friends to make a decision for you. But I want you to know something. I can't make a decision for you. I can't give you light on your decision. But there is a thrice holy God. There is an awesome God that wants to attend to you and wants to come around. I thank God for a God that pays attention and listens to me when I pray. Woo! Glory to God. And then I see an intense attentiveness of God. Hearken unto me, or hearken unto the voice of my cry. Here's what he's saying. God, it's crunch time. I'm out of a job. It's crunch time. God, I got problems. It's crunch time. God, our family's about to go down the tube. It's crunch time. And I need you. And I need your attention. And I need, oh, I'll tell you what. We need revival in this country. And we need God's attendance. And we need God's attentiveness. We need God to come where we are. Hey, I am tired, and you shouldn't be tired of making the wrong decision and going the wrong direction. We need to get this country back to God. We need to get our churches back to God. We need to get our families back to God. And it's not going to be what we think or our attitude about that. It's what he thinks. What a great chapter. Oh, I'm trying to, Jeremy. And then I notice an individual audience. Look what he said. Whoo! He said, and my God, for under, and my King. You know what we need? How many of y'all believe this in your life today? That you need to get where God is? And you need your King and your Lord to come and reveal to you exactly the direction you need to go. Somebody help me preach. Amen. Then I see a committed supplication. Look at verse number 3. Are y'all with me? But my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. He had a personal talk. Can I ask y'all a question? I really want to ask this. How personal of a talk do you have with God? I just like to ask that. How personal is it? I want you to know something. Here's the kind of relationship you ought to have. It ought to be greater than your relationship with your sweetie. Hey, this morning, before I came down here, boy, we've had all this adversity and all this trouble. I didn't get loud or nothing. I just had a little talk with God. Me and him got personal. You know what I'm worried about? Young person, you know what I'm worried about? We don't have a personal fellowship with God like we should. Hey, we need to have a personal talk with God. Oh, boy. By the way, not only do we need a personal talk with God, we need to have a prioritized time to pray. Somebody help me preach it here. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Before you turn CNN on and Fox News on and MSLDC, before you turn that, before you get your bagel or your biscuit, you ought to get in a place where you and God can have fellowship and prioritize some time and start your day out saying, God, make your way plain to me today. Amen. Then notice the proper target. Oh, Lord. And notice that Lord there, Jeremy, it's capitalized. And what it means, that particular word means self-existent one. See, when you talk to God, you're talking to somebody that never sleeps, that never slumbers. How many has ever had a conversation with God about 2 o'clock in the morning? Come on, man. On your bed. And you're called out to God. And if people watch you, they think you're crazy. But here's what they don't know. My God doesn't sleep. My God's always on time. My God is self-sufficient. My God, well, boy, He's self-existent. Ain't nobody controls God. Nobody created God. He is God. I'm trying my best to move on, but I'm about to get bogged down. Not only my unquestionable Lord, but notice in verse 3b, my upward look. And He said, I will look up. Now, here's the problem. Look at me. Here's what I see the problem with. We got a lot of people that never find God because they're always looking down. We got a lot of people never find God because they're always looking around. Bill, what do you think God wants? Danny, what do you think God wants? You don't know what God wants in my life. Only God knows what He wants in my life. See, we're trying to get the opinions, and I don't even think we're looking for an opinion. We just want somebody to give us approval for something stupid we're about to do. Most people come to me for help. Their ship's already sinking, and they already thrown out a lifeboat, and they wait too long to kind of get godly counsel. Am I preaching? I'll tell you where you need to go first before you go to your neighbor, before you go to your favorite counselor. You need to look up unto the hills from which cometh our help. Oh, our help cometh from the Lord. I'm not going to get done, so I'm going to give you one more point and I'll close. I want you to notice number 2, His divine persuasion. Not only His desperate plea, but His divine persuasion. Look what He said in verse 4. Check this out. For thou art not a God that had pleasure in wickedness. First of all, He talks about God's holy displeasure. Can I tell you what's going on today? We've got a bunch of churches that are tolerating nonsense. We got a lot of families that are tolerating nonsense. So, boy, it's quiet in here, but that's good preaching anyway. Come on now. By the way, I still believe sin is sin. Someone has to say amen. I believe abortion is sin. I believe homosexuality is sin. God says in this passage, I don't have no pleasure with sin. He hates sin. He's displeased with sin. Hey, by the way, we ought not let this counterculture that we have in this country to rule us. And that's what's happening to us. We're getting ruled by this culture when we need to be ruled by Almighty God. Make thy way straight. I don't care what the liberal church down the road does when they have their worship and they have smoke blowing and they got this little two preacher with his little t-shirt and chain on and strutting around cocky as he can be. I still believe we ought to dress right. We ought to be holy. We ought to look right. And we ought not to lower standards. Somebody help me preach. We're not going to have revival with a bunch of looseness and liberalness and confusion. All right. Listen to me. Then I see a heavenly disgust. By the way, he was disgusted with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he destroyed it. And he's disgusted with the selfishness, the cheating, the lying, the shacking up, all this junk that's going today. I know people. Listen to me. I know people that is having trouble in their marriages. Nobody here. Well, maybe they used to go here. And man, before they get divorced and get it wrapped up or whatever happens, they're already looking for somebody else. They get on the Facebook and start advertising. What kind of nuthead are they? That's totally ridiculous. You need to let God take care of things. Am I preaching? You know I'm telling the truth. And by the way, most of them are going to go from the fire to the frying pan. I'm preaching. See, God's disgusted. That's what David said. He disgusted with the way my enemies do. Look at verse number 6. And I'm going to try to close. When I'm preaching like this, I don't even know where to close because I see it happening destruction. Look at verse 6. I'm closing. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. You say, what's the word leasing mean? I'll tell you. Lying. How many's ever heard of Ananias and Sapphira? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, there was a couple that was bragging about giving something great to God. And they sold their possessions. And they went up and they brought part of them back to God. And brought part of them to Peter. And Peter looked at Ananias and said, you ain't lying to me. You're lying to the Holy Ghost. And God struck him dead. And they carried him out. And three hours later, Mama come in, spilled the same story. And the same guys that carried him out, carried them out. By the way, God's not real happy with lying and leasing and deception. Listen to me, we need God's way made plain. Quit lying. Quit covering up your sin. Quit acting like a devil. Quit going the wrong direction. Amen. I remember a story. I'm trying to close. I remember a story in the Bible. I remember Balaam. Old Balaam, he went to God and asked God's permission to go curse the people and go up to Balak. And God, you know what God told him? No. And then he came back to God a second time and said, God, let me go up. And all God did, God said, okay. You can go up. Now you hear what I'm about ready to hear. You need to hear. There is a perfect will of God. And then there is a permissive will of God. And my question is, which one do you want? God's perfect will or his permissive will? Ladies and gentlemen, and I'll close with this. God wants to make his will plain. I will say two things and I'll be done. His will about salvation. He's not willing that any man should perish, but all that would come to repentance. God wants to make it straight and plain. By the way, somebody amen this. There's only one way to heaven. By grace through faith. Hey, there's only one door to heaven. Not Buddha, not the Pope, not Mohammed. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He needs to make plain the will of God. I'm going to ask you something. On how you're operating spiritually right now, are you in the will of God? Has God's will been made plain to you? And I wonder how many in this pew right now, you're Christians, but you say, I've been making decisions totally outside of God. But this morning, I want God's perfect will for my life. Bow your head with me. Those brothers that's going to be baptized, come on. Get ready. Let me ask you this morning. How many of you know for sure you're saved? Raise your hand. Huh? Thank you. How many right now know you're not saved and know if you died today you'd be in hell? But you want God's help and you want God's strength and you want God to help you? Would you slip your hand up right now and say, pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. I see that hand. Somebody else. How many right now say, preacher, I've been making some decisions that I know is not pleasing to God. And preacher, I don't want to mess up. And I want God's will for my life, my marriage, my home, my children. And preacher, will you pray for me? That'll be made plain to me. That God reveals you. I see that hand. Others. I see you. Come on, raise them up. Come on, yes. Come on, others. I need to make sure I don't mess up. I do not want to mess up. Slip your hand up. If you don't want to mess up, you want God to help you. God bless you. Here's what I want you to do, stand. If you're unsaved or if you don't want to mess up, you want God to help you, won't you slip out right now and come and pray? Our Father, thank you for this word this morning. God, help us. Lord, we want to be faithful to your word. Help us, Lord. And Lord, help folks in the room here. God, you make a plain to them this morning. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Come on, you ought to be up at your altar already.